From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Crews continue to battle the Red Salmon Complex, consisting of the Red and Salmon fires on the Six Rivers Shasta Trinity and Klamath National Forests. Red fire is now 12,000 acres, 19% contained. Fire crews hampered Sunday by gusty winds, possibly due to strong and erratic winds from thunderstorms in and around the fire. The area continues to be a priority due to the resource values to the west of the fire. Salmon fire is 807 acres, now 79% contained. Several spot fires north of the salmon fire were found and dealt with on Sunday. Humboldt State University begins welcoming students to the residence halls over the weekend. Move-in day, just a little over a week before the start of a very different kind of fall semester. The day offered a sense on how the pandemic has changed higher education. Just over 225 students moved in, with more to follow in the days to come. Many occupied by family members, though far fewer than in previous years. The university expects about 800 students to be moved in and living individually in campus residence halls, less than half the capacity of campus housing, a result of the decision to convert all rooms to single occupancy and to set aside 162 spaces for students to be isolated if they become sick. Lower number of residents making for a striking difference in the residence halls. For example, 27 students will be living in Cedar instead of the usual 53. In Cypress, there will be 96 students in single rooms instead of filling all 231 beds there. Humboldt County Board of Supervisors recently authorizing a $3.2 million relief program for local small business affected by COVID-19 and have had their reopening plans approved by the county. County of Humboldt Small Business Restart and Recovery Grant provides direct aid to local nonprofits that have suffered financial hardship as a result of COVID-19. Grants will range from $500 to $12,500 per business. Details and applications can be found at humboldtgov.org. Applications due on August 19th, and they'll be honored on a first-come, first-served basis. Business is strongly encouraged to review the application and gather all the necessary documentation in order to be ready when the time comes. Well, the Reverend Dr. Rebecca Ireland is now the new pastor at Eureka First United Methodist Church. She came to Humboldt County from San Jose, preaching her sermon at the church on July 5th for the first time. She's taken over for a pastor, Catherine Dunning, who retired after serving the church for 8 years. Eureka First United Methodist Church, located at 520 Del Norte Street. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.